here for the season of planting. At Blueberry Commons, we planted hazelnut trees and lettuce seeds and basil plants. And this weekend, we've returned and had the privilege of sharing just a little bit in the season of harvest. So along with the season of creation readings that we have heard this morning, that experience of planting and harvest and reading scripture with the land is what I want to share with you. We're at the autumnal equinox, as I've mentioned, and this is really a special date for Salal and Cedar because in the fall equinox of 2015, 10 years ago, Salal and Cedar had our first commissioning and induction service. So this is our 10th birthday. Thank you. And the equinox really is a turning point in the year. Where I live, east of Vancouver, the days are still warm, but the mornings are cold. The leaves are turning color, beginning to fall. At Blueberry Commons, the farm stand is closed now, but the fields and the bins are full of onions, and there is a shed that has so many different colors and sizes and shapes of squash that you cannot even imagine. Across the province, coho and chum salmon have begun to make their way from the ocean to the rivers and streams where they hatched. And bears are entering into a phase of their life called hyperphagia, which means super eating. They spend every waking moment, and I can tell you from my evidence as I went for walked on a wood path this morning to have a swim, that apples are high in the bear's diet right now. So they're just consuming as much nutrient-dense food as they possibly can, storing up for winter. And this season of abundance is described in the words of the psalm. You crown the year with bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with riches. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. And I think it's really important to notice the agency here. The actors in this psalm are God and the land working in partnership. God visits the earth, or another translation has it, tends the earth and waters it. The river of God is full of water. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grains. So humans benefit at this time of year, but we're not the major actors here at all. And the tone is very much one of joy. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows and the valleys shout and sing for joy. So one part of this turning of the year is about joy and abundance, about the ever-flowing love that God has for us, that every time that we deal in scarcity, God casts down more seeds and pours out more. But the truth of this time of year is that a great deal of this extravagance is not so much about new life, as it is about the end of life, or at least about a time of profound transformation. Those squash, the tomatoes, the acorns, this is the last push for the individual in honor of the flourishing of the lineage, so that the species has a future. And this brings us to that second reading from Dong Hyun Jung, a New Testament professor at Garrett Evangelical Theological Seminary. He is my current biblical scholarship crush. I first learned about Dr. Jung from his book on what the non-human characters in the Gospel of Mark show us about relationships of power and colonization and what God is like. And then in Advent, we were able to convince Stung to write for Salalan Cedar's Wild Lectionary Commentary. He reflected on how growing up in the Philippines with mango trees, he didn't really understand the stories about fig trees. And it didn't help him to understand Advent signs from the natural world that seemed to point to a once-in-a-lifetime event when those were cycles that continue, that every time in the year we come around and we get those same signs. I really love the way his immersion in the landscapes that he knows bring a deep knowledge and a different kind of questions to the text. It makes the Bible really fresh for me. And we all have that possibility by deeply knowing our own landscapes. In the reading today, he writes about gardening and what he calls vegetal wisdom, or an invitation from plants. In the language that we use at Salalan Cedar, we would say that garden plants have become his creature teachers. I swoon a little bit as he describes what we do at harvest time as eating the fruits of love. What more tangible way do we have of experiencing God's love than the food that grows from the earth, that was tended by soil and sun and human hands, and that comes into us and is transformed? And mostly he's talking about death. In the garden, he is mentored in the Christian life. Plants teach me that decay, death, is not the end. Like the plants, we believe in Christ's promise of renewed life. Plants invite us to let go of all of ourselves so that we can be buried and resurrected in Christ. So I am thankful for the gifts of this harvest season on Pla'amen land in Catete. And at this turning of the wheel of the year, I pray that each of us individually and that each community, St. David and St. Paul's, Blueberry Commons, Salalan Cedar, that we may deeply and fully experience both the joy and abundance and fatness of the harvest, and that we may move gently and openly in trusting whatever dies, whatever sleeps, whatever we are called to release in this difficult and changing world, to rest fully, held in the beauty of darkness. Pray that we are awakened and astonished by the new life that Christ desires for us here on this Pla'amen land, as it is in heaven. Amen.